Well, Glenn Stevenson, Thursday night, the Tote Racing Centre in Launceston. You'll be settling up the Invincible One. First up from a short break, what can we expect?
Pete, look, he's backing his brand off. He's as well as could be, and I think he ran a good race.
Well, he goes into the race with three wins to his credit in his past three outings. This is the acid test for him, going up against the likes of Obstinato and Mr. Fashion.
Yeah, true, Pete. Look, and Obstinato's got a bit of weight in the claim, so really, you know, we want to be right there with him at the end if we're to have any chance later on if we're going to run the new market. So, as you said, it'll be the real test for him.
All right. Well, you've been looked after with regard to the barrier draw. From barrier four, Beck Williams is going to be aboard. She'll take 2 kilos off, so he's on two below the minimum, 52, while Obstinato is going to carry 58, which is still a good horse's weight. What's the plan of attack at the moment?
Look, when you look at it, I think there's a fair bit of speed there, and we're drawn to really sort of get a nice sit. But, you know, we'll jump, we'll be there early, and I reckon there'll be a bit of speed come across. So, you know, they'll have to probably work a little bit. We won't be making it easy.
Now, the plan is to hopefully go to the new market. You would think that he would almost have to win this to get his rating up to warrant a crack at that race?
Exactly right, Pete. Look, he's really got to win this, or if later on it's like the Goodwood, I think that's a ballot for it. But look, at the end of the day, he's got to sort of run first too, and then if he doesn't win, he's got to go to that other race to get in with the ballot. So
that's the Goodwood handicap in Hobart.
That's it, mate. Yeah.
All right. Well, look, all the best with the Invincible One. Other runners on the night, in the first race, you'll be settling up Master Blonde, a much improved run last time out, very unlucky not to finish closer than fourth. What can we expect in the first race?
I expect him to run first three, and he's very well, and I reckon he'll be right there in the last 100 metres.
Okay, any others you're taking? Yeah, you've got Kiwi Cat. Kiwi Cat's a first starter for you, going around in the second last race, race eight. Brennan McCool's got the ride. Barrier four, 59 kilos, got a good horse's weight.
He has. He's got a rating of 64 for a class one, which is pretty high. But look, he should have really won at Sale when Mark Kavanagh had it. He never, Michael Rodd was on him, and I don't think he wanted to get rubbed out for the Caulfield Cup. He probably should have won that race by a couple of lengths. So I'd be hoping that he should go very close.
So you're taking the three to the track?
Three to the track, yes, mate.
And you're hoping to come away with how many wins?
I'd hope to come away with three, mate, but, you know, at the end of the day, if we get it one or two, it'll be nice.
All right, all the best, and certainly all the best with the Invincible One. I know that you've got a fair opinion of him, and let's hope he can win this and stake his claim for a Newmarket berth.
Thanks very much, Pete.